Hi, I'm Elliot Odell. Welcome to the Answered Prayer Formula. How to guarantee God answers yes to all your prayers. In this program, you're going to experience basic all the way to advanced training for praying the prayer God answers yes to. This program is designed to be a complete training for starting an effective prayer life that gets results. We're going to cover all the details you need to experience success. You're going to learn the secret you must know for your prayers to be answered. You're going to discover God's requirements for answered prayer. You're going to learn how to be certain of God's infinite capabilities. You're going to have confidence in God's love for you, His integrity towards you, and His impartiality towards you. You're going to learn how Jesus prayed. I'm going to show you examples of the prayers of others and then break them down so it's easy for you to carbon copy and start doing it yourself. You're going to learn how exactly you pray the prayer of faith. You're going to discover how you trust God after you have prayed the prayer of faith and you don't see anything happening. You're going to learn advanced principles for success that you never really learned because you were only ever taught the basics. And finally, you're going to discover what the ultimate objective of prayer really is. Now, it's imperative that you learn this because God's success is dependent on your success. In order for you to be successful with what God has called you to do, God is dependent on you. He's dependent on you to learn how to receive from Him in order for Him to implement His will in this world. Now, what you're going to notice is what you get out of the program is what you put into it. Okay? What you get out of the program is what you put into it. What I and the people in Scripture who figured this out do works. Not because we're anything special, but because God is true to His word when you meet His requirements, which His word, which He is true to, says you must meet. What you'll find is this entire program is 100% God's word. So the information is not what's on trial here. What's on trial is you implementing what you learn. You taking what you learn into practice. And I'm going to push you in this program. I'm really going to challenge you to go beyond what you thought was possible. I'm going to play at 100% during this program. And if you want to get the most out of it, you need to play at 100%. You need to bring your whole mind and body, all of it, with you. And the best way to start playing at 100% is to ask yourself the question, what do you want to get out of this program? So, if you have a blank piece of paper, write this down. And then ask yourself, what do you want to get out of this program? What do you expect to leave with? Once it's finished, what do you want? Now, some people might say, I want the answer to all my prayers by the time I wake up tomorrow morning. That sounds pretty good, but what do you realistically want? If I challenged you to narrow down to one realistic thing that you could get, what would that one thing be? Now, most of us can get what we want in life. We just never asked for it specifically. We never learned how to ask specifically. So, what do you want to get? What do you think you want to leave with personally and be as specific as you possibly can? What would you like to complete this program with and have? Now, as you're writing this down, I want to share why I want you to be sure about what you're going to get from the program and what you want to leave with. See, the way the human mind works is it's learning all the time. It can't stop learning. If you know what you're trying to do, you're focusing all your learning power on what you're trying to do rather than on just random information. Now, I like to think of the mind as the Google for goals. You ask the right question, and you have the largest computer network in the world go out to find what you're looking for. Well, the mind is not much different. If you can get really clear about what you want and then go through life taking all your learning and focusing on that outcome, your mind will just figure out how to do it. Whereas if you don't have a clear outcome in mind, you're like a ship trying to reach the harbor with no sail and no rudder. So you want to be clear on what you want to leave with. I'd like to share my story with you, how I learned to experience answered prayer. About 8-9 years ago, I started a very interesting journey. I stumbled across some TV ministries that got my attention because they were teaching things about prayer I'd never heard before. Now, I always thought that when you pray, you hope for the best and leave it up to God, and if He thinks it's good, then He'll do something. But I didn't know you could be sure, and should be sure, that when you pray, you will be answered. I thought it was pure presumption to just do that, but when it was actually explained that you can actually boldly demand God's word be fulfilled in your life and actually be certain that God not only heard you but will grant your request, I became really intrigued and I thought, man, I'm going to try this out. And you know, it started with Mark chapter 11 verse 24, that what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Well, I thought, man, that sounds pretty good. I can ask for whatever I desire, whatever I desire, whatever I desire. All I have to do is believe and then I can receive it. I thought, well, that sounds pretty good. I'm going to try that. But then I realized that they left out 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. So I thought, okay, so now I have to add that part in. But then I came across 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, that whatsoever we ask of Him, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things which are pleasing in His sight. Well, that's another component. So I thought, well, okay, I guess I've got to do those two then. Then I came across Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And I became a bit overwhelmed. I thought, well, how many other pieces are there? I just saw an abundant array of terms of conditions that God has for His promises to be fulfilled, and I became overwhelmed with all the pieces. It's like a puzzle. Have you ever seen a puzzle? I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, but they have these puzzles of baked beans or something like M&Ms. And so you've got thousands of pieces, but because they all look exactly the same, you can't piece them together. Well, that's how I felt. I just thought, man, there are just so many things here. I don't know where, what goes where, how to start or whatever. And so I thought, man, I've really got to figure this out. So I got in the Word of God for myself. I read books, I brought CDs, I brought DVDs, you name it. And after investing thousands of hours, literally thousands of hours, and thousands of pounds, I realized I had all the pieces. And what I did was I organized the pieces into a near perfect picture. And I say near perfect because, you know, I don't believe that I am perfect. And quite frankly, you know, we're always learning new stuff all the time. So there may well be a time when I see something else that I didn't know. So at the moment, it's as near perfect as I can get it. Anyway, I can't tell you how excited I was. I couldn't wait to share my discoveries. And I did. And I started off with one friend. And his faith in prayer skyrocketed. I mean, his prayers put faith in me. And he just took what I'd shown him and he ran with it. And so, you know, I was really excited with this and I wanted to actually do something with what I'd learned. And I'd volunteer to pray for people or people would ask for prayer and then they would come back to me and tell me that my prayers always work. And I remember one particular occasion where my mother had a bit of trouble with something and we were having a little family meeting and then my sister says, "Mum, I think you should get Elliot to pray because God answers his prayers." And, you know, I thought, okay, well, you know, thank you, I guess. But then she went on to explain. She said, "He prayed for my ulcer and it went away." Now, the story behind that is one day I came downstairs. I think it was sometime in the afternoon. And my sister said that she had an ulcer. And if you know anything about ulcers, well, apart from the fact that they're not pleasant, they take a good while to go away. I mean, sometimes, you know, at the least you're looking at 4 to 5 days, you know, sometimes even 10 days or so. So she has this problem with her ulcer and I went upstairs and I felt impressed to pray. And I thought, let me use what I've learned. And so anyway, I prayed and then I came downstairs and then I just felt impressed to say, "When you wake up tomorrow morning, that ulcer will be gone." And I just left it. And to be honest, I completely forgot about it until that time when my mother called us together to pray and then Chloe said, "What happened?" And I said, "Goodness, wow, you know, I'd actually forgotten about that." But the point I want to make is that I'm not anything special, you know, and for one thing, let me just say this. I don't believe prayer is about getting God to do what you want. It's all about getting to know your Savior more than anything else. However, the Savior we are all getting to know did promise us that if we would meet certain criteria, our prayers would be answered. And so whenever people would tell me God answered my petitions on their behalf, I would share how exactly this was happening. You know, there are certain principles and certain requirements, and if you meet these, then God will answer your prayer. And so eventually this led to me holding Bible study. And, you know, I got to really engage with people and I got to learn what people's biggest concerns are. And then I began to search for answers and I began to look in the Word. And I developed a way of teaching where I could show someone from scratch how to pray and get answers and be sure that those answers were coming before they even prayed. And then I went on to write a book, How to Guarantee That God Answers Yes to All Your Prayers. And, you know, I got a lot of positive feedback from that. And so I decided I want to create something more interactive, you know, with exercises and video and things like that. And so then I developed this program and it's called the Answered Prayer Formula. So the things that I'm going to teach you, I have invested thousands of dollars or pounds or whatever your currency to learn them. I've invested thousands of hours of my time and I'm going to promise you right now, I'm going to make you this promise. I'm only going to give you the very best stuff. So like I said, the system, the methods, the formulas that I'm going to teach you are proven and I'm going to give you 100%. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm going to give you as much as I can squeeze without giving you information overload. Deal? So what I'm going to do is ask you, are you committed to giving 100%, taking what you learn here and executing it? Say yes. Yes, I'm committed. Even if I can't hear you, just say yes. All right. Now, the metaphor we're going to use in this program is you're working to win an IndyCar race. And there are a couple of things you need to win. You need a car and you need a driver. And they need to be working together in unison. Now, the analogy we're going to use is the car's body is your prayer, and the engine is the kingdom of God, the power plant of your prayer life. See, because the power plant of your prayer life is the kingdom of God, and the driver is you. You need to know how to maneuver the car. You need to know how it works. Now, it turns out that IndyCar drivers are very interested in their cars. They are very involved with the designing and the tuning of the motor. Now, why would they do that? Because they know they have to be in touch with the power plant of their car in order to make it move, let alone win a race. They have to know everything about it. If it makes a strange sound, they've got to know what that means. And the same thing is true with the body of the car. Indy cars are very complex. They're very aerodynamic. They have to optimize them to cut through the wind. They have to put a spoiler on the back so the car stays down, so the gravity pushes the car down. And what happens is the driver tests the car out for a few laps and then gets feedback from how it's performing and then makes the necessary tweaks that they know that the car needs. And that's how in touch you need to be with the kingdom of God and God's word, and praying your prayers in direct correlation with the things that you learn as you go along with this program. If you're going to win a race or have your prayers answered, you need to do this. Now, what do you suppose would happen if you throw all the best IndyCar parts in the world together in a hurry? Well, you could potentially have a disaster on your hands. You could potentially have a crash. Or, in this case, no answer to your prayer. And the worst thing is you don't even know why. Because you don't know what's wrong. You just kind of threw everything together very quickly. Well, this is the equivalent of having all the scriptures you need, but not knowing the order God ordained for them to be applied. It takes a lot of time and attention to learn how to pray effectively in order to make your prayer life work. Now, in order to make your Indy car run around the track smoothly, you have to get all the components and put them together properly. What happens if you put the car together with the engine outside the car? What happens if you took off just one of the wheels? Just one. You still have 95% of an Indy car. But how well is it going to work? In order for your prayer life to be effective, you have to take all the components and then connect them up to each other properly. And this requires a little bit of persistence and determination, but then you get it all working. And once you've got it all connected, and then you fire up the motor and it starts to move a little bit, you get the first answer to your prayer and you knew it was going to be answered before you even prayed, you see that it's possible. That's what inspires you. That's what fuels you to really tune it up and really get things working well. So stick with it. Build your car well. Learn how your car works. Learn how the engine works and how it connects, and make sure it's running before you try to continue. Are you committed to getting your car built? Good. Now, if you want to create success in your life, what's the rule? Start now. You've got to start now. And then, of course, you've got to turn it into a ritual. You've got to do this every day. The habit of winners, the ones that really perform, is the speed of implementation. One of my mentors told me about a study conducted on highly successful people, people that made over $250,000 a year, and they couldn't find anything that they had in common because they all had different types of backgrounds, but the one thing that they had in common was the speed of implementation. When they got an idea, they put it into action right now to see the results that would come so that they would have true learning. So take what you're learning and implement it. Try it. If you got something on your prayer list already, go out and try it right now. See how it works. Try it right now. See, the longer you wait between when you get a great idea and when you implement it, the faster it fades away. And it's like an exponential curve off the cliff. In a month from now, it will be like a dream you had a long time ago. It will be gone. If you want to remember it and you want to use it to get results, implement it now. If you want to have success with this answered prayer formula, you need to do the exercises. Now, most people don't do the exercises even when they're told to. And I want to make sure that you do them. Do not go ahead to a next module until you have done all the exercises in the module that you are on. Now, I want to make a distinction between what people call learning and real learning. See, most people think that they have learned because they can parrot back the information that they were taught. Well, that's just theoretical assent to new information. Real learning doesn't take place until you take action. See, when people teach, they think that their job is to transfer their knowledge from their brain into their students. But learning involves building neural connections and associations between things. And the way that that happens is when you learn a new thing, you go try stuff in the real world and see how it works. For example, you can read a whole book about bicycle riding, and you can become a theoretical expert. But if at the end of your life, I put you on a bike and you've never ridden one, you won't be able to ride it. Why? Because you never learned how. You never actually learned. So by doing the exercises, you will experience real learning. And real learning equals behavior change. Let me say that again. Real learning equals behavior change. If there's no behavior change, then there is no learning. When you adopt this into your mindset, it will transform you and significantly catapult your probability of success to a virtual certainty. So be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8 says that God will bless the work of your hands that you have set your hand to do. So if you haven't set your hand to do anything, then you've given God nothing to bless. Faith without works is dead. You can have faith that this program works, but until you do it, you won't experience the result that you want. Okay? So once you are specifically clear on what you want to get out of this program, and you're committed to doing the exercises, then go ahead to your first module, The Secret You Must Know.